You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
And we are getting into our conversation now with our next guest for the GROW model. I want to remind you that the GROW model is our attempt at advancing spiritual growth in all means and all ways possible. And for the week, we'll be focusing on being rooted in God's Word, focused on mission. And our focus for today is foundations in God's Word. Our guest for today is Dr. Mbiriri. Dr. Elisa Mbiriri is our guest for today, and hopefully the rest of the week, she'll be giving us some perspective on what we're talking about. And I want to invite you, as we put her on the line, to join in the conversation and participate as much as you like so that we learn together as she educates us on the concept of being rooted in God's Word and focused on mission. Dr. Elisa Mbiriri, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us this week.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I am well. Thank you very much, Doctor. How are you?
No, I'm doing fine. Just a hectic Monday.
Lovely, lovely. It's better to have a hectic Monday than have a dead Monday. If you're able to do something, then that's a good thing. You could be 6 feet underground. It could be worse. So we're grateful that you even were able to talk to us in spite of your Monday being hectic. Dr. Mbiriri, we're talking about being rooted in God's Word. And for many who may not be aware, starting the week, by the way, it's essential to remember that being rooted in words is not what's necessary. It's being rooted in God's Word. That's what improves and provides the foundation for life and faith. So Scripture guides us. It renews our understanding, our hope, and everything that we need, and it empowers believers to live purposefully and confidently. That's why we do have Dr. Mbiriri on the line to chaperone us through this conversation. So, Dr. Mbiriri, how does immersing in God's Word, immersing your soul, your mind, your spirit, your entirety in God's Word, strengthen faith and clarity of purpose?
Thank you so much. So when you immerse yourself in God's Word, you will be able to get insights, or God reveals himself through his Word, right? So the first thing you are going to get, God will reveal himself to you, one, and you're getting a clearer understanding of who God is. And what are you? Who are you in him? Right? And when it comes to issues to do with purpose and clarity, there is one person, I think Miles Monroe, who says that the greatest tragedy in life is not death, but life without a purpose. So when you go through life without a purpose, many of us, we don't know why we were created. Why do you exist? You were not born just to add to the statistics of having 7 billion plus people. But when you immerse yourself in God's Word, engaging in Scripture, you then align yourself to God's original design. God's purpose becomes clearer, right? Your purpose is no longer self-defined. My purpose of existence is not self-defined, but it is God-defined. Because when I read texts like Jeremiah 29, verse 11, "For I know the plans that I have for you," says the Lord. So that then, it will mean that when I'm encountering whatever I'm encountering, I know that these things did not just happen by chance. I'm aligning myself to God's will. It also then renews my mind and then help me, my thinking pattern. I'm one person who always say, I always tell my friends that no matter the challenges that I encounter, my thinking pattern is shifted from me thinking that, why did this happen? I know when this comes my way, God has allowed it. You'll see me through.
Of course.
On a personal level, immersing myself in God's Word has helped me to sharpen even my discernment to sharpen how I look at things. Sometimes when you're when your mind is filled with confusion, anxiety, the truth is replaced.
Yeah.
Right? And you emotional reasoning takes over.
Okay.
But when I'm immersed in God's word, the truth will shine in my head.
Right.
And it gives me some stability. Okay. It gives me a reference point.
Okay.
In whatever seasons that I go through in my life, it strengthens my identity, knowing that I'm God's child.
Mm.
I know that I'm God's child. So the key takes 1 Peter 2, verse 9, for you are a royal priesthood.
Right.
So I walk about knowing that I'm God's princess,
okay.
No matter what happens. So it gives me purpose and clarity. Because I'm a princess of the Most High. You may look at me and think about this, but I'm a princess of the Most High who has been called out of darkness to move into his marvelous light. So it will shape my decisions. It will shape my choices.
Okay. So in what ways can Scripture serve as a foundation, particularly during daily challenges or hectic Mondays as you've experienced right now?
So one thing that Scripture does, it gives you endurance. It gives you endurance. It gives you resilience through challenging times. The text which comes to my mind, Psalm 23, verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. So when I'm going through daily challenges, knowing that I'm going through, what gives me resilience and endurance is that I'm not going through this alone. God is present. You know, and then, so if I'm going to make decisions through these challenges, when I'm encountering these challenges, I get guidance from God's word. It gives me the principles that inform my daily choices, how I speak, how I act, maybe how I forgive, how I relate to others. So it's those things. It will shape me. It will give me fortitude. It will give me resilience. It actually anchors my identity amidst the pressure. It anchors my identity because I know I'm God's child.
Yeah.
Right? You know, Job says, for I know my Redeemer liveth.
Absolutely.
It changes. It changed his perception to the challenges that he was going through. He knew that, I know God is there. I know he lives. And because of that, I'll still journey on despite those challenges.
So,
and it,
yeah, so how can consistent study, not just reading from time to time or reading at church, but consistent study of the Bible deepen one's understanding of God's mission?
So the consistent study of God's word, when you, like I mentioned earlier, that God reveals himself through his word. So when I'm reading God's word consistently, you'll get certain insights that you're not going to get if you're not reading. You know, this past few, like these days as the church, we do the Bible reading plan. We are reading through 2 Samuel, the stories of David and his family, his children, his all that. You know, these are stories that we hear pastors preaching every time. You know the stories of David and his children and his all that. But when you are reading the God's word consistently, every time, certain new things will come, right? You pick things that will reinforce your hope. When your daily struggles sometimes feel overwhelming, but the scripture lifts your perspective beyond the moment. Scripture reminds you of God's larger purpose and your hope in him. So your relationship with God improves. So consistent Bible reading improves your relationship with God. It improves even your relationship with other people.
Right, right.
It then gives you, it becomes your anchor in your day-to-day living.
Okay. So what practices help in staying rooted in God's word? amid life's distractions? Because distractions don't say, well, this one is a Christian, so let's not distract this one. Christians and non-Christians alike do find themselves in miry clay. So what do we do? What are these practices you could suggest that could help us in staying rooted in God's word amidst life's distractions?
I think to begin with, it's the reading, it's the studying, right? To begin with, you can't be rooted in something that you don't know.
Right.
You ought to have a schedule for you to study the Bible.
Right.
Right? Mm. Follow a schedule. I just gave an example earlier about the Bible reading plan that the church has. The chapter that we read from the Spirit of Prophecy.
Right.
Following those things consistently, to me, it has been, I mean, even if we repeat the same chapters after the cycle, we come back to those chapters again. It has been something that has been phenomenal to me, reading God's Word, reflecting on it. When I read, most of the time I write a reflection. I've been writing reflections on these Bible chapters that we read every day. I've been doing, so I do my reflections. When I do these reflections, even before reading another commentary, I do my personal reflections before reading a commentary.
Right.
Or reading what someone else has read. It helps me to apply myself to what I've read.
Okay.
Before I read what someone else has written, it helps me to apply myself to what I've read. It's something that I've been doing with my son when during school run. We go through, I read in the morning by myself, but during school run, I let him read. I ask him, can you reflect? I've seen how his reflections are getting better and better. So when you read, reflect on God's word. You pray. Of course, we're praying. God, help me. Speak to me.
Right.
When you read God's word, go into with a mind that God, may you speak to me.
Able.
And God has been faithful. God speaks to us.
Okay.
Right. I think the struggle there is that not that people don't know that they should read God's word. The struggle is on consistency.
Absolutely.
That's where the struggle is. I've helped, I've been doing of late some consistent coaching to people. The key thing is that look at your major distractions. What are your major distractions? Know yourself best, right? Self-awareness will help you to understand, okay, what happens when I have a lot of pressure? Is it the time that I fail to read? So you have some look at the root cause. Why is it that when I'm in a certain space, it's easy for me not to read God's word?
Yeah.
It's easy for me to say, I'm waking up early tomorrow, I'm rushing, and I forget to pray, I forget to read, I forget to do the stuff.
Right.
If you do, and it's more than not knowing, but just trying to see what makes you inconsistent. Okay. Deal with the root causes. And then when you have a clear picture, understand when Paul says in Philippians, one thing that I do, I keep on pressing towards the goal.
Yes.
I forget what is behind. Right? Okay. Paul is a clear goal that I want to go to heaven.
Right.
That's what he writes in Philippians too. So I want to get to this crown. He has a clear goal. So my reading the Bible is because I know my clear goal in life is I want to be saved.
Okay.
If you don't have a clear goal, you will not find time to immerse yourself in God's word. It becomes something that you're being forced to do.
Right.
It becomes something that you will do when you have the convenient time.
Okay.
But immersing in God's word, I'm immersing myself in God's word because I have a clear goal in my life.
Absolutely.
When Jesus comes, I want to be ready. That's my goal. So I need to be ready. I will do all the things that will make me ready, which includes immersing myself in God's word.
Final question, Doctor, and I'm going to let you go. My final question is, how does the word inspire action toward God's calling?
Okay. I mean, the scripture on itself, it inspires you. Like, all scripture is written by God, right? Too. It's inspirational. We say that all other books were written for information.
Okay.
But it is only God's word which is written for transformation.
I like that. Okay. All right.
right? Oh, the God's word, he has the power and capacity to transform me.
Right.
He has the power to catapult me into action.
Mm.
I'll not remain the same when I read, because his word is that power. You know,
yeah.
It is a double-edged sword which
right,
cuts.
Right, right.
So it the God's word, when I read it with the right attitude, it then gives me that strength. When I, like, for example, maybe a person is struggling with patience, you read the fruit of the Spirit is like this self-control. God will not just give you self-control as a package that you're just going to receive, and the next morning you say, oh, I'm self-controlled.
Yes.
A situation will come.
Yes.
Which will lead you to exercise that, to put what you have read into action.
Right, right.
To put that self-control, you'll get in where you're just praying that I need self-control, I need patience.
Right.
Your child just runs with this annoying something.
Absolutely. Yes.
Your husband just does something, and you've been praying,
okay.
God, give me grace, I need
okay.
patience.
Okay.
But God's word, how God works, at least for me,
yeah.
You see this thing and your temperature is quickly rising.
Mm.
And then you quickly remember, oh, I've been praying for patience,
yeah.
and Lord, come through.
Yeah.
I've been reading about patience, Lord, come
yeah.
through.
Yeah.
So it's turning into action. It's something God will give you certain encounters where you need to practice this, where
oh,
you need to,
course,
it's
yeah.
not a transfer into your bank and you now you have a full account of patience.
Absolutely.
Full account of the things that you're immersing yourself
yes,
in.
Yes, yes. Okay. Oh, Doctor, very interesting stuff. Really appreciate your time. We're going to do this for the whole week, you and I. Looking forward to having more conversations with you. But for now, thank you ever so much. May you have a better Monday than you've been having, and a blessed day at that. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you so much. Pleasant day to you.
Thank you very much, ma'am. That's our guest for our Grow model, Dr. Laisa Mbiriri, talking to us about foundations in God's Word. That's our focus for today. And the rest of the week, we're still talking about being rooted in God's Word and focused on mission. Not just rooted in God's Word for nothing. That Word has to help you for the purpose of mission.
Be part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520. Or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.